بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to continue the explanation on the points of benefits and rulings concerning Hajj, and in this class, inshallah ta'ala, we will be talking about women having their menses while in Umrah, meaning those who began the Umrah but then they go into menstrual cycle. So if a woman is performing her mut'ah, hajj of mut'ah, so therefore she assumes the umrah first, as we know. She assumes the ihram for umrah first. And when she completes, then she assumes the ihram for hajj on the 8th, after she gets out of her first ihram for umrah. So let us assume, as an example, she reaches Mecca on the 5th day of Dhul Hijjah, on the 5th day of Dhul Hijjah, and she gets her, she menstruates on this day, and her regular period is 6 days. So she will be ritually pure on the 11th of Dhul Hijjah, meaning after the stand on Arafah. So she will not be able to make tawaf, circulate the Kaaba, and make the sa'i and end up her umrah. So therefore she must assume the ihram for hajj, meaning join the hajj now in the ihram. So she becomes now of the second type, which is qarin, those who join the hajj with the umrah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Aisha with that when she menstruated before she entered Mecca. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. أمر بذلك عائشة, he commanded Aisha with that. And the principal matter of command is that it is for wujub, for obligation. And also because Hajj is immediate, as we explained in the beginning of these classes, prompt. So if she doesn't assume the ihram for Hajj, she will miss the Hajj for this year, where when she is making it, she will miss the Hajj for this year she is in. And since also she cannot perform the Hajj except with taking off the ihram for Umrah, and taking off the ihram for Umrah is impossible for her situation, because she is in a menstruating state, and the menstruating woman does not perform the tawaf. So therefore what's left for her is now is to assume the hajj. In short, she assumes the hajj now, and then she becomes qarina, qarin. You know the second type of hajj now? Put one if you understand that. Now she becomes Qarin because she joined the Hajj to the Umrah. She joined the Hajj to the Umrah. Another example, a person goes from Medina to Mecca and he enters the state of Umrah, enjoying it for Hajj, meaning mutamatta. And on the road, he makes an accident, or is subjected to an accident, or his car malfunctions, and he knows that it is impossible to repair except or until it will take a time such that the standing of Arafah will be missed. So in this case he assumes the ihram for Hajj, so he becomes Qarin. Otherwise, if he reaches Arafah on the ninth day, then most likely he will miss the standing on Arafah, and therefore the Hajj as a result. So he joins the Hajj with the Umrah and becomes Qarin. And in this case, the Tawaf, in this case, when he assumes the Hajj under these conditions, his Tawaf by the house and his walk between Safa and Marwa will be sufficient for his Hajj and for Umrah. As the Prophet ﷺ told Aisha, when she menstruated, he said, Tawafuki bil bayti wa Safa wal Marwati yasa'uki li Hajjiki wa Umrataki. Your circulation, your Tawaf of the house and your walk between Safa and Marwa will be sufficient for your Hajj and Umrah. When he commanded her to join the Hajj with the Umrah and become Qarin. Another example, a woman performing Hajj of Tamattu', she assumed the Umrah, the Ihram for Umrah. Then she gets her menses, and after she finishes then she makes her Tawaf. Let's correct this. She makes her Tawaf, and after Tawaf she gets her menses. In this case, she goes for the Sa'i. She performs the Sa'i. She goes between Safa and Marwa while in menses, because purification is not a condition for Sa'i. Purification, being in a state of ritual purity, is not a condition for Sa'i. So, but it is better. It is not a condition, but it is better. So then, when the time of Hajj comes, while she is Ha'id, while she is in her menses, she assumes the Hajj Ihram. And this occurred with Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha, when she entered a state of nifas, postpartum bleeding. So she sent for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to what she should do. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اغتسلي, make ghusl, واستثري بثوب وأحرمي, and put a pad on the place or a garment or a thawb cloth. وأحرمي, I put a cloth or a pad on the place, and وأحرمي, and assume the ihram case. Suppose that a woman gets her menses during tawaf. Gets her menses during tawaf. Because it may happen because of the crowds that the menses may take place earlier than usual. In this case, she does not complete the tawaf. She leaves the tawaf and assumes the ihram for hajj. Assumes the ihram for hajj. So the woman leaves the tawaf and assumes the ihram for hajj, because she could not continue the ihram, continue the tawaf in this state. Another case, if a woman goes into a state of minor ritual impurity during tawaf, minor ritual impurity, hadath asghar, So she nullifies her wudu. What's going to happen here is, according to one opinion, her tawaf is nullified, and she must perform wudu and restart the tawaf, because according to this opinion, purity is a condition for tawaf. Purity is a condition for tawaf. The second opinion is that she completes her tawaf and nothing upon her. She completes her tawaf and nothing upon her. And this is the correct opinion, because purification from minor ritual impurity is not a condition for tawaf, because there is no explicit authentic proof for that. And this is very much asserted when there are crowds around the Kaaba, and this is most likely to be the case. So there will be extreme hardship also for her to leave and to go out to reach the restrooms and make wudu and return. This chapter, or this part of point of benefit, as you see, is related to the case where a woman gets her menses while in the ihram for umrah, in an enjoyable type of hajj. And there will be more on the issue of women and hajj in the future, inshallah ta'ala. But this point was mentioned here because it is related to the assumption or assuming the state of ihram, and these things are very likely to occur and are real. More details concerning the situation of menses and women in hajj will come inshallah ta'ala in the future. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.